these things on rollers, you know, that you pull down.
Blinds.
Right. And these slatted adjustable things?
Those are Venetian blinds.
Venetian blinds. The things on rollers you call blinds, too.
Shades.
Shades.
You're talking about shades.
Right. The things that, you know, occasionally pop back up.
I want another one of my pet peeves. I can't stand to hear people say drapes. When I think they mean draperies.
Oh, well, what's the difference between, what's a draper, what's drapery?
It's the same, but it just, you know, draw drapes.
Yeah, you don't like that.
Uh-uh.
Okay, all right. The place where you hang up your clothes.
It's the closet.
Ever seen any old-fashioned piece of furniture where you might have?
Oh, I have a couple. A wardrobe? Mm-hmm. I call them a wardrobe. Right now, I think it's fashionable to say armoire.
Okay. A place in a house right underneath the top that where you might store things.
Attic?
Yeah, that's what I can do. You ever heard it called a loft?
I think that the barn has a loft.
All right, okay. And the place where you cook, that's just
the kitchen. Yeah.
Around here, have you ever seen old houses where the kitchen was built away?
Yes, this house, this room was not here when this house was built. There was a separate kitchen in the backyard, and there's still a cistern, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And there were several around town, and I think they were probably built separately from the house because of the danger of fire.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a room right off the kitchen where you might store canned goods or an extra dish?
A pantry.
And this expression, if when a woman gets up every morning, she might go around the house and dust a little or straighten things, you know, what would you say she's doing?
Picking up, straightening.
All right. And if you were sweeping, you would use what to sweep with?
A broom.
You ever seen one that was made differently from the brooms you see today with the wooden handles? One that was made entirely of straw?
Yes. Billy remembers making them, having his mother make them out of but we always just had a store-bought broom with a wooden handle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's get out this expression. Say if I were looking for the broom and it was in a corner and the door was open so that I couldn't see the broom, you'd say that the broom was where?
Behind the door.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever use in back of?
No.
That wouldn't do it.
No.
All right. Emphatically, no. Okay. Say your dirty clothes have accumulated. You say it's time to what?
To wash.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then to get the wrinkles out, you iron.
You iron.
Do you have one word that would cover that operation?
You want me to say do the laundry, which I guess I would say. I still would.
You'd be more likely to
say wash and iron.
Okay. To get up to your porch from your yard, I had to climb up the
steps.
Yeah. Now, if this were a two-story house, I would have to climb up to get to the second floor.
Well, I would be more likely to say stairs in the house.
All right. Talking about, I guess you would call the area out front. That's the
porch.
Yeah. Any other words you've heard for that?
Yes, but I've always said porch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have, would you call it anything else if it were screened in?
Oh, we had some neighbors that always sat on the gallery, which was their screened in back porch that was about the size of my front porch.
Mm-hmm. Now, did the fact that it was screened in make it a gallery?
I don't know.
You ever seen porches that went all the way around the house?
Yeah.
Would you call them anything besides a porch? Do they have a special name?